My name is Alicia Bales. I'm the program director here at the Redwood Forest Foundation. And I'm going to get into the program, but we're going to start with a land acknowledgement before anything else. This place where we're gathering today is the ancestral and present-day homeland of the Northern Pomo Tribal Nations. 168 years ago, this spot where we are was occupied by the U.S. government as the Mendocino Indian Reservation. From Simpson Lane up to Abel Obadiah, there was a reservation that was a concentration camp where Northern Pomos and neighboring tribes, the Yuki, Wapo, and Southern Pomos were imprisoned here together. And the suffering on this site was beyond imagining due to deprivation, abuse, corruption, and embezzlement that eventually caused the reservation to be terminated. Most of the people who were forcibly living here were marched to Round Valley, which was then called the Nome Cult Farm. And some of them managed to stay here and live, and their descendants are still part of the community here. The land that Refi acquired in 2007, known as the Usul Redwood Forest, is 50,000 acres between the Sinkyon Wilderness State Park and Highway 101. And that land is within the ancestral and present-day homeland of the Caddo, Coast Yuki, and Wailaki, or Kinistet, nations. And Refi is committed to working with these tribes, tribal groups, and Native individuals for the return of indigenous culture, people, and practices to Usul for the long-term healing and thriving of both the living land and its native people. So, we are here to celebrate today this incredible mural that was a team effort from so many people, and you're gonna hear from many of them today, and we're just so grateful that you've all come out and to dedicate the mural. We're going to walk down there in a few minutes. We've got a few speakers. But first I want to tell you a little bit about the Redwood Forest Foundation. The Redwood Forest Foundation is a local nonprofit. It works to empower the local community to acquire and manage our forests for the benefit of both the trees and the people. And our community forest vision is built upon the active engagement of the people who live and are interdependent with the land here. And this reverence for and identifying with the Redwood Forest is reflected in our local culture, which is why we're so pleased today to be here to dedicate Ryan's beautiful mural and thank the people who worked together to bring it to life. So we're gonna hear a few words from the folks who were part of that process before we walk together to see the mural. It's called the Sunlit Redwood Forest in all its glory on the Forrester Building, just about three blocks down Redwood Ave. And at the mural, Ryan will talk to us about his creative inspiration and process, and Linwood will be there to talk about why the forest is depicted the way it is and what the kind of forestry goals of Refi are. And there will be a shuttle available for those who need it. So just let me know if you need a ride, and we will return here after the event, or after the walk to the mural. So while we're here, please take a minute.
And I'll be staying behind. If anybody needs to go right away, don't worry about your stuff. I'll be here with all the
awesome. That's Patrick.
He's guarding the stairs.
Another Refi staff member. What's your title, Patrick?
Development coordinator.
Sorry about that. But while we're here, just before we leave, make sure to sign in and get your raffle ticket. We're going to do a little raffle of a couple of redwood trees and baseball caps and a very nice book that's over there on the Refi table. There's also free children's books over here, so if you're a child or if you know and love children, you may come and take some books. They were donated by Winsong Books and the Friends of the Fort Bragg Library. And of course, there's cold drinks and snacks, so please help yourself. And we're so happy to be joined by a number of local groups who are participating or who are partnering with Refi on various projects. So make sure to talk with folks here who've come and about and ask them what the projects are they're working on with Refi, because it's very cool. And thank you guys for being here. Mendocino Coast Mushroom Club, the Forest Reciprocity Group is here. Trout Unlimited has information here. They're a big partner of ours. And I'd also like to acknowledge our elected official who is here, Jason Godek, who is from the Fort Bragg City Council. He's going to be speaking in a second. And now I'm going to introduce Kendall Smith, who is a Refi board member emeritus, and she spearheaded Refi's involvement with the mural project. Thank you. so much, Alicia. This has been a long day coming. So 2018 was the first mural that was rolled out, and it was right at that point in time that I was able to meet Leah, who is the founder of the Alleyway Art Project. And immediately I thought, this really needs to be a refi project. So I was on the board at the time, and I was able to convince the board that we ought to participate in the mural project. So it took a while, and I worked with another member of the board. I want to recognize her, Heidi Knott Gunling. And we spent many a day just kind of pounding the pavement for Bragg, looking for various mural sites. And several false starts. We didn't always have a cooperative building owner. But eventually, Leah was able to secure the current site for us, and then we were ready to roll. That took several years, actually. But it all fell into place when it should, because we had found a great location, and we found a fabulous artist, and we will now be walking down to the mural. All of you probably have seen it, but to see it close up, and I would walk by, because I live in town, and I would take pictures of Ryan regularly. Every night I would go out walking, hoping he would be there working. And it was through the summer, and he was often up on the lift, working on the upper part. And it really was a very long process to complete the mural, including the lower part. So that's my story about the mural. And I'm so, so excited that Refi is the sponsor. It's putting the concept of community forward, which is a very important value to Refi. So thank you all for being here. We're so, so glad that you were able to attend. We wanted to recognize the building owners, wanted to recognize Alleyway Art Project, and recognize Ryan Grossman, our artist. So thank you all. And I will turn it over now to Leah, who's going to speak a little bit about Alleyway Art Project in general and the new mural walking map.
Hello, everybody. My name is Leah Morsell. I am the founder and director of the Alleyway Art Project, and that means that I get the very fun job of matchmaking. So what that means is that I kind of go around town and meet a bunch of people, and as I go, I'm always keeping my eye out for building owners that would be willing to host a mural, and local organizations that are doing amazing things in our community that we would like to highlight. And once I get, it's like juggling cats. But once you get a building owner and a sponsor and an organization, then you can put them all together. And I think, as Kendall mentioned, I had been talking to her for a couple years because we recognized the potential. And as soon as I heard about Refi, which was sort of like in the ether, but I didn't really know exactly what it was like, but once I really found out what Refi did and what the mission was and what the work was that you'd accomplished, it was something that I was really, really fired up about, finding a way to highlight that as part of the built landscape in our community. And I searched for years for the right building because there aren't a ton of tall buildings in Fort Bragg. And I really wanted something that would capture like the height of a redwood forest, because that cathedral-like spaciousness of a redwood forest, you can't really capture that on a one-story building. And so at a certain point, I was talking to Cynthia and Randy, and they said that they would be willing to host a mural, and I said, bam, like that's gonna be our match. So even at that point, it took a while to find an artist. I saw this other piece of work that Ryan did where he was depicting a forest, and you guys, it absolutely blew me away. And I said, that has to be it. It has to be Ryan. And so once we started, putting all the pieces together, just like a lot of the other projects in town, it kind of, once it coalesced, then we had some forward momentum. It was also really serendipitous that we got this incredible gift from the city. The city was offered a challenge grant a couple years ago, and they went for it. They put a, you know, a significant funding on the table, and so that gave me the ability to offer enough like seed money to projects like this, so that when a co-sponsor like Refi comes in, then we can really like, you know, make the most of everybody's contributions. And so it's cumulative. That's one of the amazing things about the Alleyway Art Project, is that it involves so many different elements of our community coming together to make these things possible. And, you know, I think, so I'm a board member of the Arts Council for Mendocino County. One of the amazing things that this project and a lot of the projects under their umbrella really do is they bring so many parts of the community together under the banner of public art. And I mean, look at where we are here. I think one of the really cool things about the project is that I put these QR codes on them, so people can go around with their little mural map, which, by the way, everybody, woo, check out the mural map. And the mural map has color-coded stars, so you can start with number one and you can follow the map and go along on the whole tour. And for a lot of these murals, they have QR codes on them. You can hold your phone up to it, and if your camera is on, it'll take you to, you click on a little link and it'll take you to a webpage, which is for each mural, and you can learn more about the stories of all of these murals and the sponsoring organization, and then there's links to their, you know, their mission and the work that they do. So this really, I think, is going to, I think with Refi, you know, I think for a lot of people, they don't realize that it's there, and it's this huge part of our landscape, and our world up here. And so having something like this giant mural in town with this QR code that takes people to Refi's website, it really allows Refi to be much more like solidly rooted in the built landscape of our town and our community here. So it's been an amazing project. I'm so thrilled. Ryan did an absolutely incredible job capturing this. I think the feeling that you get when you stand in front of it really does capture that like feeling of awe that just gets you somewhere in your ancient forest soul. So, you know, I think there's no other artist that could have really done it justice. So congratulations, Ryan. You really gave us something that is a treasure in our town. And I'm so happy to be able to partner with Refi. I'm so inspired by what Refi has done over the years and is continuing to do. And also, like, in terms of turning the tide in the world, I think Refi is, like, right up there with that's how you do it. So, you know, the city, Refi, the forest, the artists, the community, like, it's pretty good, you guys. We're doing good. Yep. All right. And if you want a mural map, they're on that table over there.
Hot off the presses.
Hot off the presses.
Okay. Thank you, Leah and Kendall. Now we're going to hear from Jason Godek from the city of Fort Bragg. I'm saying your name correctly.
Godek. Right?
Godek. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. I'm going to try to turn this so that I'm facing people. Can I take this off here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. That's going to be easier for me. Okay. All right. So I am super excited that the city has been a collaborator on this project. It's public art functions in so many different ways, and I'd like to speak to it from a couple of different angles. But that the city of Fort Bragg is able to be a partner in this is really exciting to me. I've been I've been an artist on the other side of it, so I've gotten to experience what public art feels like from an artist standpoint. And one thing that I would just mention is working as an artist can be a very lonely endeavor in a lot of ways. You're just like isolated in your studio. And so having an opportunity to actually be out and working in your community and having the curtain be pulled back, that Leah and the Alleyway Project are facilitating that as well as all the other partners, is really a great gift to artists in order to take our process out of the studio. It's a lovely opportunity. It feels really good. So from artist perspective, it lets me feel community. For all of us who live here and work here, it lets us feel community because it shows the care that we all have for our community. When you see public art, whether it's the benches out on the Coast Trail or the murals that we have in town, those are all ways that we get to share community, that these things, creativity is happening in this environment. And that's one of the great things also about the Alleyway Project is that a lot of the things that are being made are by people who live here. You know, so it's sometimes you'll have visitors coming in to do that, but in many cases, it is from those of us who do live in the community. So it's really a gift for all of us in that sense. I'm glad that Leah was talking about the environment because the built environment, because I do think murals help us to just be wakeful in the environment. I teach art at the Fort Bragg Middle School, and recently we took over 100 seventh graders on a mural walk through town. So we used Leah's map, and we used all those, not the barcodes, but the website that has so many other resources. And so we created a handout, a packet of information with questions and areas where kids could draw sketches of the murals or speculate on things that might look different. And what a great opportunity. We had groups of 25 kids wandering around town, sitting in front of a mural for 10 minutes, asking questions about it, doing sketching of it, just an opportunity for them to get out of the classroom, to look at their community, to see the buildings. So those murals offer us that opportunity as well, right? Getting outside, learning, whether it's about the history of the Finnish community in our town, or whether it's about, the Redwood Forest. There are many opportunities there, and the way Leah is structuring this lets us access those. So it is a unique, I think, really, in terms of mural walks, a unique structure that way. So I'm grateful as an artist who's been able to participate with this. I'm grateful as an educator who's been able to take students around. I took one of my eighth grade art classes down to the mural that Ryan has on Coast Hardware, and he met us there. And I mean, we didn't really talk that much. but they were just so glad to see the person who actually made the mural, and just like, oh yeah, that guy, he made it. Because it's a way to demystify. I think there's a lot of mystification that happens around art making, and so being able to see the person and to hear from them on oh, what was hard about it? What were the challenges? Those kind of interactions make it much more accessible, right, to our young people. And I feel like that's what Ruffy does, right? They'll take you up there to the forest, and they'll let you. I participated in one of those. You wander around, and you might take samples, or you might cut some brush, or they do that exact kind of community building because they let you participate. They invite you to participate in that process, and that's the best way to really become invested in your environment, whether it's the built environment here in town or whether it's our environment in general in nature. So I want to thank Leah. I want to thank all of you at Ruffy, and certainly thank Ryan for his work on this. And once again, so grateful that I, as a member of the local government, get to be part of this. Thanks again.
All right, thanks, Jason. And let's too acknowledge Ryan Grossman, the artist of today's mural. We're gonna hear from Ryan down there. Everybody. Woo! All right, so our last speaker before we head out is Randy Tuell, who is the owner of the Forrester Building. So we have full circle with all of the collaborators here on Takes a Lot to do something this amazing. So thank you.
My wife and I were looking for something up this way, and we actually were interested in founding more in arts community. So we acquired the building in 2019 after her cancer surgery. We were looking for, how do you really want to live the life that you have? And we found the building that was a bit distressed at the time, but we moved up here really with the intent of supporting art in the community and the arts community. And we have tried to develop the commercial spaces downstairs for that. We've developed Art Scene Studio, which is a shared cooperative art space. We currently have six artists working there together. And when the potential came up to actually have the mural on the side of the building, we were just thrilled. Because it really, in a lot of ways, put us on the map is what we were doing, but it also draws more people up the street in what's actually a large part of the central business district, but it's neglected. You know, there's Larry Spring, there's Lost Coast Bounds, there's Interiors, but people generally kind of stop. I mean, I'm just so thrilled to watch this all come together and the support of everyone in the community on it. And, you know, getting to know Ryan and seeing him work it all out has just been thrilling. And we couldn't be happier to be the recipient of it and host his work. And we're so glad to have be here. So thank you all for all the efforts on it.
Let's go see it.
Right, I'm here with Ryan Grossman, the artist behind Sunlit Redwood Forest, the mural that we are dedicating today here in Fort Bragg. Ryan, would you tell us a little bit about your piece and what the process was like creating it here?
Yeah, so I worked with Riffy to find out what they really wanted, and really it was about creating an image that was a nod to the diversity of the Redwood Forest. So it was kind of about sourcing and making sure that there was the right variety of trees in it and some nods to not too many animals but a few, and some of the other like foliage and flowers that you can find in the undergrowth of the Redwood Forest. And I really just wanted to make it kind of appear as if the forest was inside the building, so that's why I kind of did the perimeter kind of broken wall effect, rather than just having it go out directly to the top and just stop at the sky, you know. And just having it backlit seemed like a good way to make it a little bit more dimensional rather than just, you know, flat painting of trees.
How long did it take you to complete this piece?
It took about 3 months, maybe 3 months and a week or something like that. Yeah, doing the upper part I had to do quickly because I had to rent a lift to do it. So I was kind of out here every day getting the top part done. And the bottom half took a bit longer because I wasn't here every day and I had to use scaffolding to get up underneath the awning. So it was a long one, but felt fast.
Well, it's certainly beautiful and very well painted. Would you tell us a little bit about yourself as an artist outside of just this piece?
Yeah, mostly I don't do a lot of murals. That's kind of a recent thing. I'm mostly a fine artist. I kind of do surreal work, but it's often geared towards something like I used to do a lot of work around climate change and sea level rise and that kind of thing. I also show down here on Franklin Street at TC Gallery, TC Space. And I have a show there in August, actually. Mostly just gallery work. Yeah.
Wonderful. And you have at least one other mural here in Fort Bragg, is that correct?
Yes, the Point Cabrillo Lighthouse mural, which is called Be a Light. And it's right down, it's on the same street, Redwood and Main, at the highway. And it was down temporarily, but it's back up permanently. So, yeah.
Wonderful. That's a beautiful piece as well. So if our listeners would like to find out more information about you, do you have a website you could share?
I do. RyanGrossman.com.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been Jen Procacci reporting for KMUD.